My name is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area and proud supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments going forward in 2019. When I tell you Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm that should stop you from asking when you have a legal need if they can help you in any particular legal area. Full service law firm. And you do not need to have your legal issue originate for personal or professional or on the roads within Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Remember them when you need them. We hope you never do. But if you have a legal need, call for a free consult. Again, they are a full service law firm. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Hey, speaking of the golf tournament, I've got about 10 tee times left. We can, you know, split those up. Two foursomes, one twosome. Three twosomes, one foursome. If you want to sign up as a single, I can still accommodate you and put you with a threesome, etc. Rapidly selling out. Expected to announce a sellout within the next 7 days. If you have never played in a Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament in the greater Tampa Bay area, it's time. Only $55 per player. We are Super Bowl Saturday morning. It is Good versus Evil Part 3. Two tournaments in one. Front nine, good for scoring. Back nine, evil for scoring. And they are scored as separate nines, separate tournaments. And because we're Super Bowl Saturday, just about every golfer in the event is going to go away from my tournament with some incentive to watch the Super Bowl the next day and win additional prizes. $55 includes your lunch, courtesy of Papa John's of Tampa Bay and Better Bird on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. If you are interested in the golf tournament, you may email me directly at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com or just sign up. Do not ask me if we're sold out. You go to joebucksfan.com/golf. You look at the Good versus Evil tournament flyer. Just below it, you'll see a place where you can put a single, a twosome, a threesome, a foursome in a cart. Click pay now. And if you can pay for it, you own it. It's as simple as that. Again, email me if you have any additional questions about the tournament. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. As I post this on Monday afternoon, following the NFL, first round or opening round is acceptable. Should not be called the wild card round. It is an insult to half the teams playing in the first or opening round of the NFL playoffs because half the teams are not wild cards. They are division champions and they hosted every game. That's why I do not call it Wild Card Weekend. I understand the marketing term, however. In this particular case, though, three wild cards advance and only one division champion holds home field, that being the Dallas Cowboys, where I was Saturday night for the Cowboys' victory over the Seattle Seahawks. If there was one big takeaway, knowing that's a pun in football, from the first four games of the National Football League playoffs that may be telling looking ahead to the first game of the next round, the divisional round, it's this. Playoff experience for starting quarterbacks is immeasurable. In three of the first four playoff games, there were quarterbacks on one side who had never started a National Football League playoff game. Interestingly enough, they were all at home. They were all division champions, and Vegas had all of them favored. All three of them lost. Deshaun Watson, lost in his playoff debut. Lamar Jackson, lost in his playoff debut. Mitchell Trubisky, lost in his playoff debut. Look at the quarterbacks they lost to. Andrew Luck, playoff-tested quarterback. Philip Rivers, playoff-tested quarterback. Nick Foles, I need not say anything more. And for those of you saying, well, you can't blame Trubisky or you can't blame Watson, it's less of an argument for Watson and Jackson than it is for Trubisky. But if you're saying, well, you can't say that about Trubisky because the Bears lost on a miss. Oh, I'm sorry. They corrected it. Blocked. Field goal at the end. Well, no. Here's my counter argument. Is anyone going to go out of their way to say Mitchell Trubisky deserved to win the game? Did he quarterback clearly well enough to win the game outright? The answer is no. And that's the job of a National Football League quarterback. With the game in his hands and an opportunity to keep the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands and make him come from behind two scores rather than one, Dak Prescott, who does have playoff experience from 2 years ago in a losing effort, 34-31 walk-off field goal by Mason Crosby as Green Bay advanced past Dallas in the divisional round, Prescott had prior postseason experience. Lost his playoff debut, then wins the second time around. I think it's immeasurable. And honestly, it was, I don't want to say it was a flaw in the Vegas lines, but it was a flaw in a lot of the thinking on a number of these games that these home teams would ultimately win. Now, even I'm guilty of thinking the Ravens would beat the Chargers, but remember just a few weeks ago, they went to Los Angeles. They did defeat the Chargers. Jackson played poorly, but the Ravens were not as strong defensively from the outset as they were a few weeks back against the Chargers. And there are many people who feel that this is Philip Rivers' best chance. If he's ever going to get to a Super Bowl, this might be the year he does it. I don't know if he gets through New England. He's never beaten Tom Brady in this type of situation, but that's this coming weekend. But again, my big takeaway from the first weekend of the NFL playoffs is, and just remember this going forward and for future years, you're going to see Deshaun Watson in the playoffs again, and he'll be better for this first experience. I don't know if you'll see Lamar Jackson in the playoffs going forward. Had a good run here at the end, but if that's all he's got, he's the next Vince Young. And that's not much. That doesn't validate a number one pick. And by the way, that may also be why John Harbaugh doesn't seem to want any part of this job going forward. Because clearly the Ravens are making it clear Lamar Jackson is their starting quarterback. And sometimes a coach can see, yeah, he's not really a starting quarterback. I don't really want the job. And Mitchell Trubisky, who had a very good year, then sat out a couple of games, came back, was okay, had a good week? I think it was week 15. Had a good week 15, did Trubisky, but not enough to support the Bear defense against the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles. So they'll be better for it. But again, three, not rookie quarterbacks, but three quarterbacks making their first ever playoff start, all at home, all favored, every one of them lost. And in no case can you say, well, Deshaun Watson played well enough to win. Lamar Jackson played well enough to win. Mitchell Trubisky played well enough to win. No, even with the Parkey block slash miss, you can't clearly say that about Trubisky's play. Which brings us to Pat Mahomes. League MVP? Maybe. Outstanding first season, full season under center for the Chiefs in his second year in the NFL, you got it. But beware of this as it relates to Mahomes. Also making his first ever playoff start against a red-hot Indianapolis Colts team with a playoff-tested quarterback who has new life and apparently a new throwing shoulder in Andrew Luck, and one of the just overall kind of – they're kind of eagle-like in what they've been doing, and they're a sixth seed as well, playing with, quote, nothing to lose. I've liked the Colts a lot in recent weeks, and I have no reason to think otherwise, and that the Chiefs will have their hands full. And we factor in the Chiefs lost an RB1 late in the season in Kareem Hunt. They don't have anyone on the roster to totally replace him, and their offense is impacted by his departure. Also, there's a lot of film out there on Mahomes and the Kansas City offense in general. And then there's the Andy Reid factor. And while Andy Reid has gone to one Super Bowl, it was 14 years ago when Andy Reid's Philadelphia Eagles went to Jacksonville and lost to the New England Patriots. But now that Marvin Lewis is no longer coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, you're hard-pressed to find a coach with a worse postseason record than Andy Reid has, and with really good teams in Philadelphia and Kansas City. So Mahomes could be another first-time playoff-starting quarterback who, despite being at home, and despite being favored and having the look of a quarterback who'll win, comes up short, just like the other three did the first weekend of the playoffs. The Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm, proud Todd Wright Tour golf tournament supporter. They are there when you need them, and you do not need to have your legal issue originate in Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. You can call them anytime for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm, presenting sponsor of the Toddcast. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.